I mean, it's a very, very long story, which partly is my mistake that it went on for so long. Partly it was a lot of bad luck because negative was lost, negative was destroyed. I had a version finished and then we couldn't confirm it because we couldn't find the negative. It was a typical example of a chaotic, totally disorganized Dieter who did not have any decent and well-meaning assistants and were abusing my chaotic approach to things. People who made money working on this picture for a long time, and it was a never-ending story. Everybody made money, and I was also highly irresponsible when I did this. But nevertheless, in 2001, the kind of American version of Lightmaker was officially invited to the Berlin Festival. The artistic small movie got very Americanized, you know, and when I was sitting in the audience with 800 people at the Zoopalast in Berlin, I knew that this was not my film. I already had distribution contracts, I stopped everything, and I said, okay, Dieter, you have to do all the post-production again. Then another disaster with Lost Negative. And finally now, I have the picture which I wanted. And very typically for me, I didn't do anything with it, you know. For me, this is very strange that I'm not really focused on using what I did. For me, all these things are like footsteps of a guy who tries to stumble through the couple of 10,000 days that he's given on this planet. And only 2 weeks ago, a guy called me and said, Dieter, did you finally finish that film? He's a distributor and DVD dealer. I said, yeah, it's finished. He said, do you have distribution? I said, no, I didn't do anything for the film, although I like it. And he said, can I do something with your film? Yeah, why not? You know, and this is very typical for me.